Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, Dr. Dan Fordyce. Dr. Fordyce, welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show.
Thanks, Christian. Good to be here.
It is. I know that you've got a lot of great information to share. Our listeners are going to love you. So I am excited. Woohoo! So let's get started.
You.
All right.
Sure.
So, Dr. Fordyce, why don't you share a little bit about your background and maybe give us a short bio?
Sure. Well, I grew up in rural Minnesota, actually Fairmont, here where I practice. And my father was a dentist, so I've kind of been immersed in it for a long time. I went to college in Duluth, Minnesota, where I spent a lot of time, you know, doing downhill skiing and outdoor things like that. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. Didn't want to be a dentist just because people always asked me if I was going to be a dentist. So I just did psychology and art and a lot of different things and science. Ended up being a science major, and then towards the end of college, realized I wanted to be a dentist. So that's kind of where that track took off, but I still did research science for a number of years in microbiology before going into dental school. After dental school, I did a residency out in Santa Barbara, California, and worked as a dentist for a couple of years out there, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then ended up moving back here to take over my father's practice in Fairmont. And so moved the family across the country twice in a short period of time. And so got a wife and three kids, and we're loving it here. So,
well, that's great to hear. So the only question I have for you is this.
Sure.
Did you enjoy organic chemistry?
Oh, that's a good one. No, I did not. I like the concepts of chemistry, but memorizing you know, all these different things like the nuclear resonance peak of chemical X, Y, or Z is just, you don't need to know that unless you're a nuclear physicist. So I didn't like having to learn that.
I just like to ask dentists that because a lot of them are like, gosh, you know, I really didn't enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, they're lying.
Yes. So I tell you, the next question I'm going to ask you, you kind of answered already. I mean, of all the things that you could have done with your life, I mean, you could have been a professional football player. You could have went to the NBA, Dan. I mean, you decided to join the crazy world of dentistry. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's a good point because, again, like I said, I used to say I didn't want to be a dentist and thought I didn't want to be a dentist because, you know, a lot of people don't really like going to the dentist.
No.
And since my dad was a dentist, as a kid, I thought that was kind of nerdy because, you know, it's your dad. But then I realized over time that dentistry combines the things that I'm interested in and the things that I'm good at. So I really love working with my hands and science and people and in art and photography and all these different things. And I realized that all of those things come together in dentistry. And so it was a good fit. And I was already doing the science classes and the research and, you know, thought, you know, it's kind of a no brainer. This is really a good fit for me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how that ended up. Although I did want to be a professional new school freestyle snow skier, though.
There you go.
I was a little bit late to that party. And I don't really have the build for it. You need to be shorter and a lot more muscular.
But. I see. So dentistry is a good thing. All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So tell me this, Dan. You mentioned something that was kind of important, the ability to work with people and the ability to understand people. Now, I have seen you in action and you do an unbelievable job at talking to people and listening to them. Maybe tell all of our listeners about that.
Well, you know, in dentistry, we're not treating teeth as much as we're treating people. and the teeth are attached to the people.
Yes, they are.
So it's very, you know, I've been a dental patient, I've been a dental assistant, and I've been a dentist, and I've heard a lot of people talk about their experiences going to the dentist because my father was a dentist and they'd always come and talk to me about it. And so I've heard a lot of things, you know, what's important to people, what do they not like, what do they like, those sorts of things. And I think what most people want when they come to a dentist is for someone who listens closely to them, you know, kind of helps them prevent problems, helps them feel comfortable, listens to their needs. And I've really enjoyed, you know, kind of figuring out where people are at, you know, what's important to them, and just listening and trying to be those things for people. I also really enjoyed teaching when I was in graduate school. So really sharing information, kind of figuring out how to inspire people to really actually want to know material and learn material. And and I think kind of taking all those things together, I really enjoy, you know, communicating with people. And also you meet a lot of very interesting people in dentistry, all kinds of different backgrounds and jobs. And it's just really interesting.
I would say that, you know, Dr. Dan Fordyce, the dentist who listens.
Yeah,
that would
good.
Be that is a very true statement right there.
Yeah.
You do an excellent job of that.
Yeah. I think it's very important. You know, there are lots of things that are difficult for people to deal with or difficult to talk about. You know, they may have fears, and in the past, you know, they haven't had anyone who has listened to those fears. And so I really enjoy being that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And that's why your patients love you, Dr. Fordyce. Amen.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
I'm Dr. Dan Fordyce, co-owner of Birch Street Dentistry, where your comfort is our priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of our patients and our community by listening, getting to know our patients, and through a comprehensive and thorough approach to oral health. If you're looking for a dental practice where the dentist listens to you and your needs come first, then come see us.
So here's my next little piece for you. Okay. So Birch Street Dentistry, you know, what separates your dental practice in the marketplace? You know, what makes you guys so successful and so unique?
So I think I just touched on a lot of that. A lot of it is, you know, our whole team, we have a lot of long-term staff that are very good.
They are very good.
They really get to know our patients. I haven't been there as long, but I'm really getting to know the patients also. We really, you know, put a strong importance on being personable, being real, knowing people. That's a big piece of it. You know, a big piece of it is listening to people.
Yes.
And then there's the dentistry side of things too. You know, I take a very comprehensive approach to things. There are lots of different things that come together as far as your mouth condition and then how that affects your body. So taking that big view, asking the right questions, following things up, and figuring out how to help people actually feel better, not just feelings and things like that, but very comprehensive and thorough approach.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that people know what's going on, that they're well informed, they know what's going on in their mouth and what their options are. That's very important. And also on the dentistry side of things, we make it a point to be up on technology, materials, techniques, different things that make it a better experience, more comfortable, and have results that last longer and look better, and all those sorts of things.
You know, Dr. Dan, you just said something that I think it's very important. You know, the word experience. And I think that if I was to say this to you, I think that you are in the business of providing a great experience for your patients, and that's more important than the tooth that's in the operatory.
Right. Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of room in dentistry to improve the experience for people. You know, a lot of people do have a lot of anxiety when it comes to the dental, you know, office and, you know, they, you know, things they've been through before. So yeah, trying to create a positive experience for people is really big.
Mm-hmm. So, and I would say in your experience or with your history and all the work that you've done in dentistry up to this point, I think the experience piece is what has really helped you to do a great job in working with your patients, because you provide that for people. You know, people come in, like you said, they're nervous, or it's like, my goodness, I do not want to be here. Of all the places I could be, I'd rather be talking to my vacuum salesman right now.
Understandable.
Or something else. But yet a patient can come to see you, they're nervous, they have anxiety, and you do such a great job of calming them down.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think that's what I really try to do. And when those patients come in with severe anxiety and we're able to kind of work together, that's very rewarding.
I think it's a lot of fun to be in a position where you can really affect some positive change in somebody's life just by, kind of tweaking a few teeth. Yes, we're working with the teeth, but they're attached to a person. And I think other offices don't necessarily recognize that as much as you do.
Yeah, there are lots of pieces to the puzzle is one way of looking at it. And I like to take that big picture view and figure out how all those pieces fit together. Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of times where I'm just talking with patients, we're figuring things out, and they say things like, wow, I have never heard about that, or no one's ever told me that.
Yes.
I think that's really rewarding, is to just kind of figure things out together with people and make a difference in something they may not have even noticed until it changes. And then they're like, wow, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let
me do this for a second. Let me take a little bit of a right turn. So tell me about your team, because you've done very well as a dentist, but I think you would agree with me that your team has played a large part in in your success.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of touched on it earlier, but the team at our office is very dedicated. They're very experienced, they're knowledgeable, they're caring, they're very real and awesome people. So it's really great to work with them. And they really are key to a positive experience for the people that come through the door also, because they personally know our patients after a pretty short time. And some of the patients have been coming for many years too, but they are absolutely key. They're right there on the ground. They're talking with the patients. They're making sure that we're able to meet those needs. Yeah, they're awesome. We've been really fortunate and blessed to have a team that's been around for a long time. A lot of people who have been with us for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say there's two things that you mentioned. One of the things is, personally knowing the patients. That takes some extra time to do that.
Yeah.
Getting to know somebody, it's not just sit down, be quiet. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Get up, leave, next.
Right. People
don't want to be treated like that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're really fortunate also in our office to be in a smaller community where it's a little easier to get to know people. And
yes.
And that's very, very cool, because a lot of areas aren't really conducive to that. Have large populations and tons of offices and all this pressure. Especially these corporate offices where they have to get a lot of people through the door.
Yes.
And there's just no time to get to know people.
Yes. I think the other thing too that I would say is, the ability to anticipate patients' needs. Mm-hmm. I would say that the team does a great job of that, all the way from the assistants to the hygienist, all the way up to the front desk. They do a wonderful job of that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they really do.
It's, as a dentist, it's always nice to have a dental assistant who knows what you're going to do before you do it.
Exactly. Yeah. The better that everything flows, the better the experience is for the patient. It's just,
amen.
People don't. Yeah.
That's really
good. People don't want us to waste their time.
They don't. They don't. Yeah. Having a great flow, and if the patient can come in, have a great experience, and then walk back out the front door, they can be on their way to the car going, gosh, I really had fun. I can't believe it. I should go say that on social media. Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad you said that, because it's kind of funny. We actually do laugh with patients quite a bit.
Yes, you do.
It's kind of fun. People, you may not expect that, but, we can keep things light and lively.
The Dental Breakdown Show. Sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
I'm Dr. Dan Fordyce, co-owner of Birch Street Dentistry, where your comfort is our priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of our patients and our community by listening, getting to know our patients, and through a comprehensive and thorough approach to oral health. If you're looking for a dental practice where the dentist listens to you and your needs come first, then come see us.
Last question. So, you know, you see all these patients during the day and, you know, you come in through the week and, you know, tell me some things about yourself that, you know, your patients may not know about you. Sure. I think this is the kind of thing where, you know, people kind of want to get to know the dentist. You know, they want to get to know Dan Fordyce a little bit.
Yeah, right. I love to spend time with the family. I've got, like I said before, I've got three kids that are young, 1 through 7 are the ages, and a wife. So I love spending time with them, you know, just playing outside. This spring we built a big 10 by 10 foot sandbox. It's 3 feet deep. So we like to dig around and play in there. And recently with some friends, I've been getting into freestyle and racing drones.
Wow.
So they're not real big, but they're really, really fast. And so we just make routes and we fly through trees and just zip around and follow each other. So that's really fun to kind of work on those and build them, because they crash a lot.
They do. Yes.
It's a lot of fun. Just things like that. Radio control aircraft and outdoors stuff.
Tell me about, what about vacations? Where do you like to go?
Well, most of the time we go to visit family and up in northern Minnesota, out on the lakes, and kind of do things up there. Haven't done a ton of vacations with a young family, but, you know, it'd be fun to do some more as they get a little older. But when we lived out in Santa Barbara, California during my residency and for a couple of years after that, that was really nice to go to the beach all the time with the kids and that sort of thing.
But, nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, Dr. Fordyce, Dr. Dan, this has been great. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown show today. This is some great stuff. I tell you what, you know, I'm about 2 hours away from you, but I might make an appointment. So look out.
Sounds good.
I'll have to say it.
Looking forward to seeing you.
So if our listeners want to learn more about you and your dental practice, where can they go to get more information?
Sure. You can always call us at 507-238-4276, but we also have a website, drfordyce.com.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcasts. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.